There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lost souls of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Almo.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And I went on Michelle Collins' podcast this morning.
Oh,
and
it's fun.
Yeah, I'm so hello everyone who's come over from there. If you enjoyed my monologue on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, you're about to get a whole earful of exactly that, but for an hour.
Everybody check out Michelle's pod, but also just to catch me up, give me your speech, the gist of your speech.
Oh, I'm just talking about how they're going to save the Democratic Party.
I think that what's remarkable to me is that that was your first instinct. And now, days later, it seems to be on everyone's mind that
it's becoming part of the discourse. Yeah,
it is. And you're ahead on that. And I'm so proud of that. And also, I just think it's funny, it's funny how much Fox News is upset that she would even get people to vote. It's dudes, it's just she's not even necessarily Democratic. It's democracy. What's the issue, guys?
I know.
What are you so afraid of, guys?
People are acting like it's this sinister thing that she was able to register voters. It's what? Young celebrities have been doing this for literal decades.
And in fact, it's part of one might argue their a social responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so when I was on Michelle's show earlier, when the Zoom starts recording, it takes every muscle in my body not to be greetings, trash. Whenever I hear this meeting is being recorded, it's just automatic.
You have space trash Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. And then I was wait, this is not my show. But it was great. It was very fun. And I'm so happy that Michelle had me. And welcome to everybody who's coming over from there. And I hope you stay a while. Subscribe.
Did Michelle have as positive feelings as we did about this union?
No, but I changed. What? I know. I helped change her mind. This is the thing. And
vote or die.
The thing is, Sarah, I've only grown to tolerate Taylor Swift through our astrological deep dives of her.
That is the value of astrology, that we get to take things out of the personal into the intergalactic, and it actually helps reframe.
It helps you understand someone so much more deeply. And I've just been wanting her to not be with a thespian for so long that
totally.
I'm just so happy for her that she's getting tossed around like a little football right now by this.
No, it's everything. It's everything she's ever wanted. You're I'm not deep into Swift until maybe right now. And Courtney, if you're listening, I want you to know Taylor Swift is a witch. And when you see those even just clips, the shorts of the arenas chanting, "We are never, ever, ever." It's you want to talk about how manifesting works. You want to talk about how getting over things works. It's literally chanting our way into moving on via Taylor Swift. She actually has given us all the tools we need as at least white women to face any challenge. She's got a breadth of, she's got a catalog that literally runs the gamut of anything we could possibly be feeling. And we have just chance to throw our voices into in order to raise the collective vibration of that sentiment. I mean, her power is actually hard to fathom. Even just looking at those things that were coming out, the difference between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's net worth, it's wow, she's Amazon. She's the biggest business on planet Earth. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I never thought of the manifestational power of the singing all together. That is really, really cool and fun. But the problem, Okay. I've said for years, and what we're here to really do is the Kelsey family's astrology. So we are going to get into that because it's Travis's birthday tomorrow. So, but the thing that made me, and then we can switch gears to the Kelsey's, the thing that really, I've been trying really hard to get on board with Taylor for years, but then like certain of her lyrics were just so cringy that I truly could not rubber stamp them. Like I was listening to, King of My Heart. Is that what it's called?
I actually don't even know. Half of my heart is maybe there's a song, King of My, half of my heart. Like I only know half of my heart.
Yeah, no, this one is King of My Heart. And it's about Joe Alwyn, which is already a knock against it. And I love it. It's got this Phil Collins electronic drum thing going on. You can just tell that in an arena, it's incredible.
I'm going to have to check it out. I've never heard it. What an extensive collection she has, that there are even songs that I have not heard.
But listen to these lyrics. Every time I'm like vibing with this song. I love it. It's really good. And then she says more than once, salute to me. I'm your American queen. And you move to me. I have literal douche chills. My hair on my arms is standing up. And you move to me like I'm a Motown beat.
She's right, though.
Taylor Swift is not a Motown beat.
Well, Motown is sort of a rouge, but she is getting us all grooving. And that is the thing. It's like,
Sarah, you're not giving this.
I think she is American royalty. And I think, I mean, Motown, again, misstep.
Salute to me. I'm your American queen. And you move to me like I'm a Motown beat. Taylor. What? And he's British and they have a royal family. And she's like, I'm the American queen. It hurts me. It really, that just hurts my soul. Even though I'm trying otherwise to like really get into the song. I'm like,
yeah, I don't mean to be too like pro Taylor here, but like, she is American queen and she could save the Democrats or at least democracy. If you vote for whoever you want, so be it. But like, I think she's even more powerful than Kim K.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really interesting. I think you're right. And you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. It's just the corny factor. I'm your American queen. Salute to me is like, ah. And then, and you move to me like I'm a Motown beat. Ah! Like I'm literally doing the Home Alone scream in the mirror when I hear Taylor Swift call herself a Motown beat. Who told her to do that? Who let her?
I guess in comparison to like Little Joe Alwyn, maybe she felt like sort of urban. I don't know, but like, right, you know what I mean? That's the only thing I can think where she's like, "Ooh, I got the rhythm in this relationship," and it's like Taylor, everybody knows you have no rhythm, so.
And again, it's like, why is it triggering me? Because it's like something to do with me. I am dating a Irish man. Well, we're married.
but the dates never end. That's the secret.
That's true. That's true. We keep it magical. Like, yeah. And it's, I don't know, like something about me telling him I'm his American queen. Like, just the idea of that.
Let me throw this out there, though. I think that this is, in terms of just think about it in terms of like manifestation and chanting as manifestation. I actually think that in past lyrics, a lot of what she's doing is calling what she wants in rather than like the reason you would never have to clarify for Nick that you're, it's like, if anything, he would be like, not only are you my American queen, you're my wedal queen. Like you're his queen no matter what. And you don't have to, like, what I think is so fun about this Taylor Travis saga is that so many of her lyrics are like channeling, calling in, begging for exactly what this dude offers and none of the dudes previously have offered. If this is a song to and for Joe Alwyn and she's like, for the record, I am Motown, it's like, okay, but in a relationship where you actually are just fucking rhythmically, you don't have to proclaim that you are Motown, like, and you don't have to say, for the record, I'm the queen. Like, you would never say that to someone who already knew that. Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so right. And that's why it's triggering me, because it's actually like very vulnerable.
It's aspirational.
That she's trying to get this recognition from him and he will never give it to her because not to generalize, but like British people are not impressed by Americans. Like, no,
he's
British...
like, the queen's my queen, bitch.
Yeah. And they're like,
there's no American queen. That's the whole point.
Right. Like we
Martha Washington, maybe.
British people, they hate us. They really are not impressed. Like, even though because we can't get all the way into this, but we're very culturally dominant in the English speaking world. And I think it really bothers them a lot. And
but that is so issues. It just, to me, every time we talk about like Britain versus the US, I'm like, oh wow, this is just like narcissist parent reaction to like really powerful kid. It's like, but there's a parent-child relationship between these two nations.
Exactly. And we fetishize like other English speaking. Well, we fetishize and like,
period.
You know, like we just, every other country that's not America, we're like, oh my God, you're from there. That's so cool.
Totally.
Like, no one is saying that to Americans. When you meet someone, like I've met a few British. Yeah, no one's impressed that you're from America. They hate us.
This is why I don't want a passport. Let me stay in my American bubble.
I know. Like, luckily, when I was in film school here, film is such an American medium that a lot of the people I was with, they would be like, oh my God, cool, you're American. And I was like, wow.
Really, they were so like, glad. Oh my God, cool. Do you know someone in LA?
Right. Yeah. So funny. People always ask me if I'm
Hollywood?
People always ask me if I'm from California, and they're so proud of themselves for like knowing a state. They're like, you're from California, right? And I'm like, no, not at all. But yeah, like this, there is no way that he was impressed with her being American. If anything, it was a major, major negative. Like, it was a major knock against her. So for her, she's saying in these lyrics, like, I'm exotic and different. Like, I'm different to you, right? And maybe he's one of those very few, they do exist, but there's few of them, British people who are really, really understand and appreciate American culture as opposed to just mindlessly consuming Friends.
I don't get that.
I don't get the
vibe
Friends
from him. But I don't get the Friends thing, number one. Number two, and for anybody listening that's from a different country, I don't love Friends. I don't think that represents us at all. But
there are British people love Friends. Yeah, they love it.
That's just like so lame. But you know what? Famously, it's also like Taylor Swift's favorite song. And it's like, you know.
Oh,
Seinfeld, at least. If we're going all white, Seinfeld.
I know. That's what my whole thing is. You're either a Seinfeld person or a Friends person.
That is the distinction. Yeah, you're not one or the other. Or you're not both. You're not both. No one's both.
Never the twain shall meet. And like the Friends people. Yeah, it's a different animal. I've never laughed at a joke on Friends. I can't believe people laugh at it. It's wild to me.
I couldn't agree more. I've had a few like major Taylor breakthroughs over the past week. But there are a few opinion. I want to get your opinion on a few things. And there are a few things that stand out to me as just continually cringe throughout this like very exciting Mo in her life. But like, maybe that's, again, like the bad dancing, maybe that's a part of the brand, like that we're all. So, okay. Number one that I want to just get your take on real quick. There is that clip going around from the Jets game when she arrived with her random entourage of divorcees and the best Hollywood couple we got, Blake and Rye. And then otherwise divorcees.
It was a lot of divorcees.
She was like, I'll help the divorcees. No, because I had what is Hugh Jackman literally doing there?
I know. And but also ending a 6-year relationship, to be fair, like that is that's in the neighborhood of divorce.
Well, I tell myself that all the time, but I will say this. The more and more I listen to her music, because I'm investigating now, the more I stand by my original realization that like it was gonna end. Like, I think that she started dating him at a time where she was particularly uncool socially.
All in. Yeah, wait, go back to your original point.
Okay, my original point was, okay, wait. There's this clip going around of Blake and Tay watching the game from the box, and I guess for the moment there, Taylor didn't know that she was being recorded on the Jumbotron, but I guess he like made a cool move, and then she and Blake like pound each other's asses in a like, oh, girl way, which I totally love and get, but just girl. And then Taylor's like, look at him, and then she does this weird punchy move, and I want to know what you think. I was searching lips readers Taylor Swift Jets game, nothing yet. But, and I was trying to do it myself, but when she's like, do, not only is her posture bad, she looks totally uncool, but it's like, what could she even have been? All the reports are like she's doing a cute impersonation of him, but it's like he's not punching anyone out there. What could she have possibly been? Do you know what I'm talking about? And are you as cringe as me?
Yeah, no, I've seen the clip, and I also was trying to decode it. And
what
I
were
was
they
like,
doing? What was she doing?
I know. They were doing like a Raging Bull impression. Like, there's an episode of The Sopranos that I just watched where like Syl and Tony are having a completely unrelated conversation and they just start doing moves from Raging Bull and the music plays in the background. Like, it's not related to anything. I don't think what she was doing was related to anything to do with him. I think they were just having a random weird conversation, maybe referencing something that happened earlier in the day.
Well, something happened on the field where Blake was like, look, look, look. And then she's like, look at him. And then they were like, you don't talk about, they were like,
yeah, but me, I know.
And then Taylor punched
like
her friend
said,
in the
I
head
know.
Accidentally, which I love. I love that kind of she was punching so hard at the Raging Bull moves, and then she punched her head in the face or in the forehead, which I just think is like, you fucking dork. But okay. Yeah, okay. So so you don't have any, because I'm like, that's not what he's doing on the field, unless he was like, let's play beat him up in bed. Like, I don't know what move that was. Why did she save it for the Jumbotron? And I you know, it's just like, man, as cool as she is, but that I guess is why she's like Moroccan royalty, because even for the people that want to continue to bully her, we can, and she's the best.
She's just being a goof with her friend, you know. One of the funniest things I saw was like, okay, so I did a story once at Galore on this phenomenon of friend diffusers and friend suffusers. A friend diffuser is someone who has friends, different groups of friends, and they've never crossed the streams. And crossing the streams of friends makes them extremely uncomfortable. Meanwhile, I'm a friend suffuser.
Suffuser for sure.
Yeah. If you're friends with me.
Well, I don't even know what it means yet. Can you officially define it? But I feel that I'm that. I feel like the Moonule is a friend suffusion.
If my friends are cool, why wouldn't they want to hang out with my other friends? Why wouldn't?
No, in fact, like my whole life is dependent on my friends liking my friends, and therefore them doing all the work of like continuing to network, moving forward.
Right. I never knew until like, you know, into my 20s that some people, if you're like, oh, let's go to this party together, and you also text your other friend to meet you there, they're gonna be like, well, wait, I thought we were. You know, like
that's like alarming to me a little bit.
It's a little weird, because the least charitable read you could put on it is that that person has a different personality for every person they meet, and they don't want to mix friend groups because they can't mix personalities, because
which is like red flag central to me.
Right. But I think that's a really uncharitable read of it. I think some people, they just value, maybe they value one-on-one time more. I love a big group.
Same.
but I like one-on-one time, but anyway,
what I love more than anything is one-on-one time within, like, I want to bring my girl to a random party.
Yeah, that's the Daisy Gatsby line, or Daisy what is her name, Daisy Buchanan in The Great Gatsby.
Yeah,
don't you love large parties? They're so intimate.
Yes, I feel that way completely. It's like, either I'm doing literal one-on-one, or I would love to be one-on-one with people in a big setting, because I think.
But it's also like, it's not about parties. It's about not wanting to share the person you're hanging out with their
other
friend.
Which to me is a red flag. If you don't want to do that, then literally set up a slumber party.
Right. But so someone had tweeted, I can't believe, like, this is so ridiculous that Taylor Swift is making Blake Lively and Brittany Mahomes hang out. What could they possibly
come
have
on.
In common? And I'm like,
that is such bullshit.
I know. I was like, first of all,
they're hot, Blake, tall blondes. This is Blake the first time I've ever seen a crew of Barbies show up all the same height. Sophie Turner making everybody look short.
Blake Lively and Brittany Mahomes are the same genre of person. What would they not have in common? One is just a slightly more highbrow version of the other.
I mean, the only difference is that Brittany Mahomes doesn't work.
But she's actually, like, mommy, she's like mommy blog adjacent. Like, she's a mommy blog vibe.
Oh, let me be clear. I like her a lot, and I'm so upset that she's ever gotten any hate in her life. But the difference is that Sophie Turner, Taylor Swift, and actually why this crew is relatively cool, like, it would seem from the press that Taylor's besties at the Mo are Sophie Turner, Blake Lively, and the Haynes sisters. I love this for her because these are all people who are actually like not NEPA. These are just like actual talented artists who are successful. And I think that is worth noting.
Blake Lively's NEPO light, but she's not real.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Her older sister was in it before she was, but...
Oh, but we don't even know who she is. I mean...
She was big in the 90s, but it's okay.
Who's her sister?
She was in Teen Witch. She was in the box, too, at the Jets game.
Oh.
I think. Someone posted
But for context, like, there were a few unknowns. One of them might have been Blake's sister.
Yeah, it's cool that they're not NEPO. They all are definitely, like, rich parent coded, but that's not NEPO.
Like, no, these are all people who, like... are excelling at their craft, which I don't think in all celeb social circles you get, but in this case, they all are.
Yeah, you're right. It's cool. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. Very I like cool. that. But yeah, I just thought that was such a weird friend diffuser take to be like, why are you having Blake Lively and Brittany Mahomes hang out? It's like, first of all, they're just all in the same box at a game.
But actually, the week before, Taylor took all the gals out while Kelsey was out dining with friends, sources report.
Oh, yeah, and I saw them hang out.
She had a big friends dinner. She had a big friends dinner. And she invited the Chiefs' wives to the friends dinner, which included Blake. But either way, I think the Chiefs' wives not only have never had a bigger thrill in their motherfucking lives, but also, yeah, couldn't have more in common with these people. It's like, oh, yeah, we're married to superstars and we ourselves are scrutinized by the public as women. Even if I'm not a superstar myself, says Brittany, mommy blog or not, she gets it.
Yeah, it's very weird. And it was very, I thought it was a real condescending knock against Britney for someone to act like, why are you making Blake Lively spend time with her? It's like,
but everybody hates Britney. That's what I was saying on the Sid pod. Everybody seems to hate Britney, and I don't really know why.
I know. People are just weird.
Just because they're jealous, I guess.
And I think it was very like, also, I think the big thing they have in common is like, Blake Lively is very mom coded these days. Like, she has three or four kids. She doesn't work that much. Like, yeah, she's doing a movie right now and she has a great career and everything, but like, she is raising her kids, so it's like,
she's a mom. She's like a literal working mom.
Yeah, so it's like, what would they not literally just get them together to talk about their kids and you'll have like 3 hours probably of material for them to go off of. Like, it's so weird taking issue with that
more than ever this week. I saw what you were alluding to on last week's Sid pod, where it's like, yeah, there are so many people posting now. Like, I told my boyfriend that she
put him on the map.
Everyone's like, the NFL is way bigger than Taylor Swift Nation. And it's like, so sorry to break it to you. But it's like, then they have all these follow-ups now of all these people breaking it to these guys that, like, actually Taylor has 100,000 more followers than even NFL Instagram. And it's like, lol. Yeah. So I've just loved to see that. Yeah, the men just flipping out. This is why is this so important for our culture? Aside from just democracy, it's important for our culture because I think what all of these dumb men being like, no, Taylor's not as big as Travis. I think it's so important to witness the change we wish to see in the world. Him being like, Taylor is actually that big.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's helpful for me to recognize the men are, some men are genuinely, whether it's their choice or not, insulated. Like, watching these men change their tune on like, oh, I was wrong, I feel like is culturally deeply healing, where it's like, yeah, for the record, you aren't who you think you are. And the NFL isn't what you think it is. This is such an awakening moment. Like, okay, so to me, in my mind, it started with Kobe died, the men cried. I love the rhyme. But it is related to the timing of our awakening as the American public. So Kobe died. We had 3 years to let it sink in that all the men cried on TV. Now, fast forward, Travis Kelce could not be a more perfect rep for
bros
being open to being wrong.
I don't think the Kelce bros were wrong.
No, of course they're not wrong, but they're the perfect figureheads for changing American males' opinions about, oh, women are maybe like as, if not more powerful than us. Whoops.
You're right. And like, they are doing it with such humility. Did you watch the Kelce documentary about the older brother on Prime yet?
I was, No, I fell in love with them. Of course I did. And
right. And his wife is like,
and his daughter, for the record, if there was any Nepo kid I ever supported, Wyatt, you're a star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like the wife is this powerhouse and he respects her. And like now their mom is such a big part of their story. It's like, yeah, they're just kind of modeling how to, like, Travis, I think,
how to bro in a way that is actually safe.
Yeah, nice and not toxic.
Nice and safe bros. Like, I'm fucking here for it. I've been like, waiting for this moment.
Not just respecting women, but being impressed by women.
Loving women.
Yeah.
Loving and like, women.
Just feeling like
they love their mom and their mom yeah. loves them. And Taylor Swift and the Kelce brothers' mothers not only look exactly alike, but are also Taylor in 30 years. The commentators are like, Taylor, is she getting too close to Miss Kelce too fast? It's like, no, Mrs. Kelce and Taylor are doing tequila shots without the camera showing. They are having the best fucking time. And all that Mrs. Kelce, Donna Kelce, wishes that her son would end up with Taylor. This is all she's ever dreamed of.
Yeah. And also, they're collabing on a business right now. Donna Dude, Kelce
oh, yeah.
is the Kris Jenner of the NFL. Like,
big time.
She is make no mistake, she's got that cute little Midwest voice, but she is momaging. She is a momager, not just getting them into the NFL, but now progressing their careers beyond it, which is what they both really, really want. They're both nearing retirement age.
Yep.
The Eagles game she was at, sitting there talking to the State Farm guy for the cameras because Travis, not because she is this sweet old lady who just talks to everybody because she's from the Midwest, which I'm sure she is very sweet and nice. Like, I'm not saying she's not, but
she was.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Born in Orlando. She's a hustler.
Okay, that makes more sense. She was doing that because she knew the cameras would go crazy for it because Travis is a State Farm spokesperson. He has a deal with them. He's got millions of dollars from them. So, like, she's smart as hell. And she's sitting there doing it in a hat that says in size 72 font, New Heights, their podcast. But, okay, we should get into the Kelce family astrology because now we've done 26 minutes on Taylor Swift.
If you guys are not patrons, which is fucking insane to me, but if you're not, what you would know is that both Taylor and Travis are connected in a Sagittarian way. Travis has a Sag moon. Taylor has a Sag sun. This is a match made in heaven.
Patreon.com/space trash podcast. If you want to hear our deep dive on their compatibility, which this
you're
this
crazy. If you don't, you're crazy.
Yeah, you got it. Patreon.com/space trash podcast.
So out of curiosity, I Googled Donna Kelce. Because what's her deal? What a star in her own right, you know?
The mom.
Now, the mom, do we know how she ended up sitting next to State Farm or?
No, we don't. But, like, I'm sure she finagled it. Like, she definitely is like.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
And she might have finagled it by making a banana bread for that guy and sending it to him. Do you know what I mean? Like. She right. might.
No, she's legit. She raised these guys and they are legit, which means she's legit.
Like, she knew how to get herself there with the State Farm guy. She's been putting in work with the State Farm guy to Absolutely. Sweeten Travis's deal and keep him on the State Farm insurance gravy train. Like, this is what she and she comes across as, like, a sweet
nice
little
lady, like a nice
lady. And she is. I'm sure she really is. But she's got I. that's what I love about her. That's why these Kelsey boys seem to be able to appreciate strong women, is she's also an operator, which I really, really
absolutely like. Absolutely. Now, this week is Travis's birthday week. His birthday's the 5th. And shocker, it is also Travis's mom's birthday week.
Oh my God. I can't wait to get into it.
She and Travis also have the same North Node and South Node. So much of her purpose is being fulfilled by being these guys' moms, which I do think is also really hopeful. And any of my moms out there, or moms to be out there, who fear that their lives are over because they got knocked up, it's actually like, no, in Donna Kelsey's case, becoming a mother was actually part of her ultimately living her purpose, which I think is fucking awesome.
This is really giving me hope. I didn't realize how much I needed to hear this.
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
I know, it always works. It always works. Everything always comes out when it, like, you can be like, she's a Kris Jenner. She's a stage mom.
Yeah.
She's a football mom. And she's also the star. She's eclipsing the boys.
Well, but what's cool about her too is, like, she's not only is she a stage mom and a Kris Jenner, she's a good mom. Like, if you watch interviews with her, like, there are tons of interviews where she's saying, like, actually, I didn't let my boys play football until they were, like, in the 8th grade because I didn't want them to, like, scramble their eggs, like, too early. And she, I don't know, I'm so shocked. Everything between the Amazon Kelsey doc and then all the interviews I've listened to of the Kelsey brothers, I also listened to a bunch of interviews where she was the guest on the pod. I'm so struck by what a, like, and I don't even want to use the word normal, because what does that even mean? But, like, it's like, oh, like a health, like, even though there's a divorce in this space, it just seems like a healthy family. Oh my God.
I know, they just laugh together. I love that.
They just laugh.
That's gold. If you can, like, laugh with your family, you're good. You're going to be
incredible.
You know? So, okay, what can you tell us about her chart? She's a Libra sun. Is she really a Virgo rising, or are we fudging it?
We're fudging it. Now, here's the thing. Listeners, let me know what you think. If Donna Kelsey was born before 3 a.m., she's a Gemini moon. If she was born after 3 a.m., she's a Cancer moon. Now, I personally think that she is a definition Gemini moon, aside from how socially she is, and that she's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to drive up the park. She didn't even get drunk with the State Farm guy. She drove her ass to the other brother's game. Also, she has Ceres, the mother asteroid, in Gemini. So I think that she, if I had to guess, I would put money on, she was born October 9th, 1952, before 3 a.m., sometime between midnight and 3 a.m. If I'm wrong, that's fine. That would make her a Cancer moon, which would also make sense in terms also of just, like, sense. She's the mommy. But yeah. I really don't think that she's a Cancer moon. I really think she's a Gemini moon. I really think that she is, like, out here socializing, networking, going to both suns games, having the fate of having two, they're not twins, but, like, sort of two near twins. The reason that he chose 87 is because the reason that he even is anything that he is because of Jason. And Jason was born in 87. Can you even, like, what a nice boy. What a nice fucking boy. Yeah. And there's that there's a Taylor Swift song called, like, Oh Mary, Mary's song, Oh My My. It has never, I sent you versions of it. It has never been performed live since she was literally 15 doing, like, gymnasiums. And it's all about this couple that she lived next door to, but it's an incredible love story about past life loves reconnecting. So it's like, take me back to our whole long relationship. And then the last stanza is, I'll be 87, you be 89. And now I don't remember, we're going to be just fine. Something, you know, romantic. My prediction is that this relationship will not only have her doing Mary's song, which has never been done before since she was 14 alive again, but I think he's going to be the last stanza, because can you even, I'll be 87. I feel like she channeled that from their collective past life relationship. And they're like, okay, meet up with you in 15 years, babe. And she's like, let me just lay down this track while I'm channeling it. That whole first album of all those love songs, she was a literal kid. Those are past life channeled storytelling memories. And he is literally the thing that she was manifesting for the last 15 years. I'm not even kidding.
If you don't make a TikTok about that and and get us 9 gazillion more listeners.
Okay. Well, when we get off, you have to give me some explicit instructions, but I will.
Yeah. I'll slap you.
Yeah, please.
That's
please,
so genius that her first album was, she hadn't gotten, channeled. It was like Baby Geniuses where they all are really smart until they learn how to talk. Wow.
And it's like when your baby's going to be born and it's going to be having dreams. What is it having dreams about? It
she's was having so dreams already, dude. In the utero.
What
is she having dreams about? My placenta, my gabagool placenta? What are you thinking about in there? But they have dreams.
So interesting.
Okay, what else can you tell me about Donna Kelsey's chart?
What I can tell you about Donna Kelsey is that she is a sun conjunct Saturn, conjunct Neptune, conjunct Mercury, all in Libra. This bitch is absolutely here to bring balance, not only to her sons, to her family, but to the collective. Not only is she going to facilitate two healthy athletes in the American public that will have maybe hopefully normal marriages and families and just be like nice boys, but also for the collective, she's important. North Node in Aquarius, all that Libra, South Node is moving through Libra. She's going to finally get celebrated and get acknowledged for what she has been doing. Like, look, regardless of Taylor Swift, the NFL, which is like bigger than Swift Nation, but in NFL Nation, Mama Kelsey is already a celebrity. We just didn't know because we're like more Space Trash Nation, if anything. But like, I don't know. It's like she really is bringing balance and harmony and lightness to the collective. Travis and Donna have their Venus in Scorpio. Like Travis is literally Donna 2.0. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw the clip that's going around where she was like, I was so upset when he was a
boy. Yeah.
Boy, but he's a fashionista. So it's all good, which I just think is so fun. So Travis and Donna have the same Venus conjunct Taylor's Mars. So even though it might be like, wait, her net worth is quadruple yours, man, he's actually so self-assured and as successful as he could be in his chosen career that he's not intimidated at all by Taylor's power. In fact, this is the one part of their charts that is penis vagina flipped, where both Donna and Travis are Venus in Scorpio. So they're kind of looking for someone with power and they're attracted to power, whereas she's Mars in Scorpio, where she's actually working on behalf of getting back feminine power. So in every way, this is a fucking match. Taylor and Donna have the exact same North Node, almost to the exact degree. Now Donna's South Node is conjunct her Lilith and Pluto. So until Taylor came around, I almost feel like Donna just thought, okay, I'll just be their moms. I'll just be the kids' moms, and that's enough. But there's a part of Donna, Lilith conjunct Pluto with her South Node, that is actually, from a past life, more of a Taylor Swift. Taylor, chest bumping her in the box is everything this woman had thought that she let go of. Taylor is the daughter of her dreams.
Oh, I love that. It's everything she thought she had let go of by focusing on her kids. And now she is stepping into that power.
Yep.
She has been marketing herself since the Super Bowl earlier this year. Like the Super Bowl was a huge thing for her. She had a special shirt made so that she was wearing both sons' jerseys at once. She was loving it. She was loving the attention. Not in a bad way. We all love attention. She was
actually doing the job of being the Kelsey's mom.
Yeah, it was great. But so she has been like working on this in the background. So now she's marketing the podcast on her hat. She's sitting with the State Farm guy. She's making sure she is seen at both games, like hobnobbing in a very, very specific way, kind of like Taylor, the inventor of the squad. Like literally they are birds of a feather, Donna and Taylor.
Birds,
I love it.
Of a feather. Now let me be clear too. If for whatever reason Donna was born after 3 a.m., all that means is that she and Taylor have their moon exactly conjunct. Taylor's moon is at so we don't have a time for Taylor, so we don't even really know either. But as far as this day, and what the internet consensus is that she has a very early degree Cancer moon. So either Donna has a Gemini moon, which is how she's acting, or she and Taylor have the exact same moon.
I believe either one. They both make sense. Okay, can we do Jason?
Yeah, we can.
Older bro Jason,
when we were talking, maybe it was on the Patreon, you were like, he's almost more my type than Travis. It's like, for sure, because LOL, Nick, like, look at his chart.
Nick kind of looks like him.
He does. When I was watching the documentary, I was like, oh, not only is he, well, first of all, lots of pictures with him without a beard, very different look, very hot. He actually has a great face. Why the beard? He has a really nice face, but okay.
I like the beard too, though. He's like, he's America's big bro. Like the beard fits with the branding. Yeah. Or he's like America's older cousin. Like he's your nice boy cousin who makes you think boys aren't all bad, you know?
No, he's like a really nice guy. Like, actually, I was listening to something where we're talking about the story of, so Travis almost didn't make, I don't remember if it was the high school or the college team, because he was like busted smoking weed. And oh no, it must have been college. So Jason was like, trust me, my brother's the real deal. And they were like, we can't trust you. Like, your brother's got caught smoking pot or whatever. And he was like, look, I'm going to get a mattress and he's going to sleep in my dorm room with me. And he did.
Wow.
And as a result, they both made it to the NFL.
Worst roommate ever, but I like
it. Whatever. Keep my brother in the, he can't be supporting Mrs. Kelsey on his own. Okay. Come on, bro. Clean up your act. We're going to the NFL.
Okay, so he's a, Jason Kelsey's a Scorpio. I love it.
He's a Scorpio sun, Taurus moon to the exact degree, which means he was born on a, he was born on the full moon in Taurus. So like his birthday is November 5th. So
oh my God.
He was born on the full moon in Taurus.
He was born in the same Scorpio season as Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Early November 1987.
No, like he has an extremely similar chart to Nick.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Like, and like, when I looked at the chart, I was like, whoa.
And I'm a Taurus moon.
I know.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay.
And his Chiron is in the same place as ours in Gemini. So he really is like, no, he like is like us. Like,
he's literally our brother.
He's literally our people. Yeah.
Yeah. And Scorpio men, I have to say, I think Scorpios in general are the best spouses in the world. They're very loyal. They are very mercurial.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just great. I love being married to a double Scorp.
I always am like really triggered when people are like everyone, like, because Scorpio is like secrets and deep intimacy. I think a lot of people on pop astrology websites, etc., the internet, the comments, they get it wrong. Like, but Scorpio is not really a cheaty sign.
Yeah.
Cancer is much more cheaty, and Pisces the cheatiest. But as far as the water signs go, if anything, Scorpio is the most stay and be loyal, even if it hurts. Like, that's how bond Scorpio gets. So like, no, my dad is a Scorpio stellium, super Scorpio. And of course he won't divorce my mom. He's like, no, I'm going to pay your rent out of spite. Like, he committed. Scorpio men don't cheat. Or my father is devastatingly, and he's a vegan now. He does yoga. He's actually at his prime. And I feel for him sometimes. I'm like, look, I'm going to send mom to the Golden Bachelor. Do your thing in yoga if you want. You know, I'm just trying to make everyone happy. But really, it's like, no, he's never leaving. Myra, they're never getting divorced. That's what you get out of a Scorpio.
That's what makes him happy.
Mm-hmm. The pain of being stuck together forever is definition Scorpio.
Marry one.
Yep.
What else can you tell me about
this? Myra said, did it. Okay, so... Jason Kelsey, yeah, I mean, he is a catch and a half. He's a Scorpio Taurus, Venus in Sag. So, like, this is an ultimate party crew.
Love that.
Really, really fun. Like, even I was noticing, even Donna's Mars is in Sag. So, all of these people really get off on the box hang is a microcosm for this whole thing.
The box hang. Oh, hanging
everything
out in the box
about the box. Yeah. Yeah. And
oh,
the thing
more.
Is, well, okay, so it's like, why is Travis perfect for Taylor on an astrological level? It's because of all that Sag. It's all that Sag. It's like he has been listening to Taylor since he was slow dancing in middle school. He thinks he's the man. The only person that actually, the only woman that's actually been in his ear the whole time is Taylor Swift. And he is confident enough to be like, I think she's talking about me. Because actually, if you look at that whole channeled first album, it kind of is about him, even to the point of 87, 89. That's why I think he is going to join her on tour the minute that the season's over. And I think they're going to do a recording for the first time. It's going to be live, and it's also going to be recorded first time ever. That random song that she wrote about those two lovers from a past life. And the last stanza is like, I'll be 87, you be 89, and we're going to be together till the end of time. Again, that's not the exact last line, but the numbers. There's also tons of albums throughout the years that I've just been seeing shared where she's like, I'm telling you, manifestation. The power of the written word is so powerful. Write your desires out as if they are happening now, and they will happen. They're never getting back together, and you're my man. There's just, I don't remember the song now, but there was one where it ended with like, you're my man. And I was like, it's my child. So I love all of this in terms of just the manifestation process, how long it takes to get what you want. And part of that work is just remaining firm in what you believe you deserve, which even if after 6 years you end a relationship, it's a good thing, because Taylor has always been able to trust that that thing that she wants is out there. And if not, at least she gets albums out of every relationship. So it's like, whatever. What a great lesson for us all. Find a way to move on through your art and just get it going, girls. Keep it moving like the moon. But anyway, the bottom line is Jason Kelce is a very powerful leader and cares very much about remaining in safe power as a family. It's why he would vouch for his brother, because he's like, no, trust me. Because not only does he believe in his brother, but he's also like the family. Scorpio right. Taurus is like the family.
He's cozy.
He's cozy, and he's attached to his mother, the moon in Taurus, his mother, and his family, and of course, the podcast between the two of them, they're going to take it and run with it, because being a brothers, he has his Mars in Libra. This guy is a million times more motivated by working with his brother and being, and especially 28 degrees Chiron Gemini, he is like, really, there's a huge healing available for him in really having that mirror and having that partnership. I mean, even the clips that are going around of them, he's like, oh, I heard Taylor Swift puts you on the map. Like the way that he's asking questions, the way that he's being is so funny. And I feel like the like allowed intimacy in whatever way is also going to have him showing his light. Like, this is just good for the whole family. Taylor's good for the whole family. And I feel like this is a guy like Jason Kelce isn't a guy who like necessarily want to be like the star. He's just like sturdy. He's just like good. I have no idea what position he plays, but I bet you it's not whatever center. Travis plays. Oh, he's a center. Right. Oh my God.
The guy who goes to make the ball go to the quarterback.
Oh, my ultimate big brother.
Yeah, literally. And he's like, literally. I think he's like in a leadership position on the team. You can tell when you watch, like when we were watching the game on Sunday, Nick and I were just like every time he comes on screen, we're like, oh my God, it's him. And he's like, he's just like so encouraging of all the other guys. It's really sweet. But
he's
do
a great
think that
family man and a great big brother.
Even though he and Donna, Travis has a hotness and a star quality that is very evident and obvious. You can, when you look at Travis's Instagram, he is employing a staff to run that Instagram. Like I don't want to say thirst because that has a negative connotation.
No, he's different than Barker.
Ambition. It's ambition.
It's also responsibility. He is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
I'm in love. I'm shook. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. But so his ambition is like palpable when you look at the way he's branding himself. What Jason and Donna have in common is they have a more circumspect quality to them. They seem like they don't want the attention, but they do, and they love it. But they're really good at seeming like it's an assist. Like it's like you said, his position is the perfect position. He's spiking the ball to the quarterback, but like he's in control.
I'm noticing an interesting trend where a lot of the men who I feel do have souls, their first instinct, like a lot of men, instead of being like, this is a great coupling, are like, this is great, but here's what athlete she'd be better with. I've seen like 10 different
Oh, that's like, so weird.
Right?
And why is like, that a pattern?
Well, so I was thinking a lot about it and I'm like, well, maybe this is all just like non-judgmental, like allowing us to have a loving peek into the psyche of the average football fan, let's just say, because let's be specific. And I just find it interesting. I feel like the theme is that they're programmed to like fear rejection and therefore they're always like one. I don't know. I'm like, why are you already 1 foot out the door with this, guys?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to phrase, I'm trying to like.
Also, it could be an attempt at like dominance over Travis to be like, well, there's better athletes out there that she could be with. And it's like, but they're not as hot and they're not as dorky.
And also, again, who would he be with? Actually, they're perfect for. No, I think dude, there's so many clips of him online singing karaoke and dancing hardcore to Taylor Swift songs over the years. Dude, he is a fan. He is a party bro. He is going to be so down with her power and meet her at her level in a way that, like, I'm like, dude, so many of his like ex-girlfriends are coming out and like speaking out. And I'm like, yo, you guys, like, you're not Taylor Swift. Like, come on. What he did when he was 19. Like, come on, gals. Come on,
people
gals.
People were getting mad because when he was on Watch What Happens Live, he said he was answering all these dating questions. It was when he was doing his dating show. And one of the questions was like, oh, tell us if each thing would be a deal breaker. And one of the questions was like, would a girl who doesn't want to do oral be a deal breaker? And he was like, yeah. And everyone was like, oh, he's an asshole. He's a fuckboy. It's like,
dude, no, it would be a deal breaker for me too. Right, I wouldn't date a guy who didn't go down on me either.
Right. Like if anything, he's doing it first. This guy, Travis Kelce, like if anything, based on his chart, he's going downtown.
Oh my God, dude. He loves. No. This, right. 100. No, he's here to please.
Yeah, like he's not
I don't saying, come until you come.
Exactly. He's not saying, oh, I need a blowjob or else. He's saying like, no, yeah, we're going to do.
No, it's also possible that he's like so sad. He's like, I'm not even going to come until the season's over. And he's just walking around with a hard dick now all the time.
Okay. That's a great note to end.
Something about.
You heralded it back to Raging Bull again. Because remember in Raging Bull, he's like, he won't have sex before he has a boxing match.
Wow. How about the couple that dressed like them for Halloween randomly years ago?
You read my mind. I was literally just thinking about that.
That's my favorite thing.
But this is the thing. I'm sorry. Those don't count as Halloween costumes. Look at what they're wearing. That was the lamest Halloween costume I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, but that is so deep though, dude. Isn't that kind of why they are going to save democracy? Because it's like, oh, the best that basic gets. Like, they are literally, you could draw a heart around your eye. I didn't even know the heart eye was a thing.
That's the slogan, Sarah. The best that basic gets. That's it.
Make it a sweatshirt. Let's go.
That's the tagline.
Emily and Molly, I'm going to introduce you guys because I found us a custom embroiderer in Asbury.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. We're coming back with the merch and she's going to embroider all of it.
Oh, wow. Sounds expensive.
But we're expensive. That's the whole thing. Let's step into our greatness. I've bought sweatshirts that were stupid expensive because I've been like, it's actually a fashion sweatshop. So like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. Emily, we're in biz. And also Molly's from Bayhead. So nice to introduce you guys.
Yeah. And I used to live in Asbury. Okay. Let's wrap. This was great.
Join the Patreon. Join the Patreon if you want to rap and comment on all the stories that you hear on the Space Trash Podcast.
Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast. It'll be worth every dime.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive. It's way cheaper than a hand embroidered
sweatshirt. It's like $5, sweatshirt. Just like literally. So PBS exists because of viewers like you. So never forget that.
Yeah, come on. Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast.
Space Trash.
Trash in space.
Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space Trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Hold up.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.